This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Board of the Dallas Police and Fire Pension System today will hold a special meeting to decide whether to take action against one of its members. The board claims City Councilman Philip Kingston breached his fiduciary duty when he spoke recently on TV about a possible sale of Museum Tower. The pension system owns that property. Kingston filed a petition yesterday seeking to investigate those claims. Low oil prices aren't just hurting the oil and gas industry. Fort Worth-based BNSF Railway yesterday said it's furloughing about 4,600 employees nationwide. KERA's Bill Zeeble reports.
Burlington Northern Santa Fe Chairman Matthew Rose broke the news at an energy conference in Montana. At the meeting, he blamed lower prices for oil shipments and reduced demand for coal. BNSF spokesman Mike Trevino says the numbers tell the story.
Because volumes are down, we're moving, less coal and, less petroleum and less products that support the exploration of petroleum. We're running fewer trains, and if we're running fewer trains, we need fewer people to run fewer trains.
Trevino says while the consumer part of the shipping business is good, a lot of its industrial sector is down. In addition to crude oil and coal, BNSF also ships lumber, paper, piping, sand, even taconite used to make steel. Trevino says 2 winters ago, BNSF was running 1,900 full trains of 120 cars. Today, it runs closer to 1,200 trains. The mild winter also played a role in the reduced volume.
Really across the United States, less demand for coal. The reason there's less demand for coal is also the effects of a mild winter. You've got record low levels of prices for natural gas, which is an alternative to burning coal.
Trevino says it's not known yet which cities and states will be most affected by the furloughs. He says the Fort Worth headquarters will feel a small impact. He added that most furloughed jobs belong to those working on the trains and those who maintain them. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Now to the Friday conversation and an aspect of domestic violence not often talked about, victims who are men. The Family Place in Dallas hopes to open the first Texas shelter for battered men. Executive Director Paige Flink talked to KERA's Rick Holter.
Paige Flink, welcome to the Friday conversation.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Most people, when you say the words domestic violence, they think of a husband or boyfriend beating a woman. But the latest state numbers show 28% of the victims of family violence are men. How is that reflected in what you're seeing at the Family Place?
We do not see that high a percentage. And part of those family violence statistics in the city of Dallas, as well as the state of Texas, include in the family. So that could be siblings who are fighting or
uncles,
a father's son.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that lives together is counted as a family violence statistic. But we are still seeing an increase of intimate partner violence of females on males. And at the Family Place, last year we sheltered 39 men and we sheltered about 400 women.
How does that compare to, say, how many men came through your doors, I don't know, 5-10 years ago?
Three times as many. I mean, it's a tremendous increase.
What do you think accounts for that increase?
I think there's a couple of things. One is publicly people are talking about the fact that violence in relationships is wrong. And so we have moved to gender neutral language a lot in the way we communicate about it, which is one thing I think that makes a man feel like, well, I might be covered as well. Also, we are seeing an increase, unfortunately, in crime of juvenile females. And I think that part of that is just something that's happening in our culture and something that's happening in especially young women that live in poverty and have used violence to escape or to protect themselves. Mm-hmm. They find it a little more natural to use in a relationship. And then the other change I'm anticipating is more same-sex relationships coming forward and seeking assistance. The more we recognize and respect same-sex couples, and marriage is now legal in the state of Texas, the more same-sex partners who will come forward. Because those are the very same kind of relationship as any other relationship.
Mm-hmm. You use that word come forward, and I think that's interesting because that's always one of the challenges in the work you do is getting anyone who's a victim to step forward. Do you find that it's harder for men?
Yes, they have so much shame. I mean, shame happens to women as well. But for men, we have culturalized them to, be a man, be tough, stand up, don't cry, all those things. And also, a mark of a man sometimes is keeping your woman in her place. And so if you are a man who doesn't use violence in a relationship, it's hard for people to imagine you're a bigger guy than she is. How could you be a victim of domestic violence?
What made you decide to set up a separate shelter for men?
We're still learning about a woman's use of violence against a man. And so we also think therapeutically it would be better to have the women be able to heal in their facility and a man to be able to heal in his facility. Mm-hmm. So that's one reason. And secondly, the services may need to be a little bit different. This kind of the support group that you give may need to be a little bit different. The type of rental assistance or, you know, employment counseling, we just don't know. And so we felt like it would be a better way for us, on top of the fact that we don't have space in our current shelter for anyone else. We are sheltering men right now in hotels, mm-hmm. which is not our preference, but it is.
So that's the standard. If a man comes in now, get him a hotel room.
Yeah, that's how we've done it. It's a temporary fix. It's not as therapeutic as we want it to be. So we're trying to be thoughtful in how we develop these services. And it will hopefully be a model for the United States because it is a little bit, it's just a different environment. Men are different than women.
Since you announced you were going to do this, have you come up with any resistance?
Well, some people find it hard still to believe that a man can be battered. So you have a little bit of that. But for the most part, people are like, oh my gosh, tell us more. I've had calls from around the country saying, when you figure it out, let me know. And there's some concern that you take money away from an already underfunded situation. Mm-hmm. That's why we wrote this separate grant, and it's got a 3-year commitment. And so we feel really strongly that it's the right thing to do.
Paige Flink, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
We've got rain again in the forecast, a 40% chance of it today, a 20% chance tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies and a high of 62, overnight low 43. It's 56 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth.